وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, Hazrat Maulana Salim Sahab. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, tonight the 23rd Taraweeh was performed and the recitation of the 24th para took place. In this particular surah, a few glimpses which appear in the 24th para will be shared with you. The Quran divides all of mankind into two groups. The one group is of the disbelievers who speak lies regarding Allah and who belie the Quran and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Their abode is the fire. The second group is the Anbiya and their followers. Their reward is Jannah. May Allah make us amongst them. From amongst the special mercy, favors and kindness of Allah Ta'ala is that He leaves the door of repentance open for sinners, wrongdoers and disbelievers, and He Himself invites them to repent and turn towards Him. What a kind Lord, what a kind Allah we have. He does not make the sinners lose hope, but lights the lanterns of hope in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to say, O my servants who have oppressed themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Verily Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins. Verily He is most forgiving, most merciful. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions, and turn towards your Rabb and submit yourselves to Him before a punishment comes to you, then you will not be assisted. After inviting Allah's servants to repent and turn towards Him, the surah mentions different scenes of Qiyamah when the faces of those who spoke lies about Allah will be blackened. The trumpet will be blown. All will be standing in front of Allah. Reckoning of one's life will be taken. The disbelievers will be dragged into Jahannam. The people of Jannah will be called to enter Jannah. The angels will welcome them with salam, and they will enter their abodes while praising Allah Ta'ala. Then Surah Ghafir was also recited in Taraweeh. This surah is also called Surah Mu'min. By studying this surah, a person will reach the conclusion that the theme of this surah is to mention the battle between truth and falsehood, guidance and misguidance. The surah commences with mention of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's everlasting miracle, the noble Quran, which still testifies to the truthfulness of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nubuwwat in spite of so many centuries passing. After mentioning that the Quran is a divine revelation from Allah Ta'ala, four qualities of Allah Ta'ala are mentioned in one verse, that he forgives sins, He accepts repentance, He is severe in punishment, and bestows favors upon His servants. While mentioning the punishment of Allah on the disbelievers, the incident of the famous oppressor and disobedient one, Fir'aun, which took place with Musa alayhi salam, is mentioned, explaining the reality that the outcome of oppressors and proud people is never good. Musa alayhi salam's incident comes in many surahs. However, in Surah Ghafir, one believing servant has especially been mentioned. Due to his mention, the other name of the surah is Surah Mu'min. This person secretly accepted Iman. When the council was held to discuss the killing of Musa alayhi salam, this person of Iman stood up in his defense and said, "Will you kill a man only because he says, 'My Rabb is Allah,' whereas he has brought to you clear signs and miracles from your Rabb?" However, Fir'aun remained obstinate on his stance and he said, "Only my opinion is correct, and the decision which I have made is that Musa alayhi salam must be killed. Nothing less than this will be accepted." So if you have to review the conditions around us, you will find that the dictators of today have the same temperament which the dictators of yesterday had. Whatever comes out from their mouths, they regard it as the final say. The whole of mankind is surrounded by such dictators. Even on the necks of the Muslim Ummah, such proud and arrogant people are in charge, who regard themselves as having perfect intelligence. They will never accept the opinion of the greatest scholar and learned person. So after an admonitory mention of an ungrateful, proud and oppressive person like Fir'aun, Allah Ta'ala mentions some of his bounties. Allah Ta'ala has made the night for rest and the day for earning and for seeing. He has made the earth for living on and the sky is a roof. He has given beautiful forms and granted pure things as sustenance. These are all his bounties, but man does not appreciate them. For those purposes which Allah Ta'ala has granted the bounty, man does not use it for that, nor does he ponder over it and recognize his creator. If a man ponders over his own creation, let alone pondering over the outside world, then he will recognize Allah Ta'ala. Man passes different stages during his creation. Every stage is very wonderful and astonishing. His beginning is from lifeless soil, to sperm, to a blood clot, to a piece of flesh, to bones, to a full skeleton, then life, intelligence, sight, the web of veins spanning thousands of miles spread out in the human body, the blood circulation, the movement of the heart, and 360 joints. When he is born, he is completely weak. He does not have the ability of speech, nor the ability to differentiate and understand. Allah grants him understanding, intelligence, strength, and comprehension. After childhood, he enters the bounds of being a man. Then old age comes to him, and the man becomes as he was during childhood. His eyes are weak. He has difficulty in understanding. There is weakness in the limbs. The senses do not function. He is unable to walk and get up or sit until death comes to him. Death is also one stage of these many stages of creation. After death, life will be granted again so that the remaining stages of this creation can be completed. On one side is this amazing functioning of human life and the living proof of Allah's power. On the other side is the rejection and turning away of those who argue regarding the signs of Allah, forgetting the stages they have passed from, that is from sand and sperm to old age and death, and forgetting that being who oversees all these stages. For this reason, after mentioning man's creation, Allah Ta'ala states, "Have you not seen those people who dispute about the verses of Allah Ta'ala? Where are they heading?" At the end of the surah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is firstly commanded to be patient. Thereafter, those who deny are instructed to travel in the earth and see the outcome of destroyed nations. These nations had great pride over their outward strength and material possessions. They disbelieved in the miracles of the Anbiya and the clear proofs of their truthfulness. When they saw Allah's punishment with their own eyes, they accepted Tawheed and made apparent their dislike of idol worship. However, this acceptance and assertion came to be of no benefit to them, because this is Allah's system with the proud and disobedient ones, that after seeing the punishment, their iman is not accepted. And then we go on to Surah Fussalat. Since there is a sijda tilawat in this surah, it is also called Hamim Sajda. The surah begins with a mention of this great Quran and says that it has been revealed by such a being who is very gracious and most merciful. The laws and meanings, topics and objectives, incidents and advices, commands and examples, promises and warnings are all completely clear. There is no obscurity or doubt in them. However, in spite of its clarity and explanation, many people turn away from it, and these unfortunate ones liken themselves to blind and deaf people. They say, our hearts are veiled from what you call us towards, and there are props in our ears. There is also a barrier between you and us. So do as you please, we shall do as we please. In answer to the blabbering and futility of the mushrikeen, Allah Ta'ala commands Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to introduce himself and explain the purpose of him being sent. Say, I do not claim to be an angel or any other creation. I am a human like you in human needs and necessities. But Allah Ta'ala has distinguished me with revelation and risalat. Thereafter, the surah expresses surprise on the disbelief and shirk of the mushrikeen, who in spite of witnessing the signs of Allah Ta'ala's greatness and majesty, they still deny. So together with mentioning these proofs, the denial, falsification, and final result of the nations of Ad and Thamud have been mentioned. The nation of Ad had been granted amazing bodily strength. Their strength was such that one person from them could break a rock from the mountain and separate it. The demand of this was that they should have remained grateful to Allah over this power and strength. However, instead of gratitude, they became haughty. In a boastful manner, they would challenge, who is stronger than us? Expressing surprise over their foolishness and ignorance, Allah Ta'ala answering them states, have they forgotten the strength and power of that being who created them? Have they forgotten the reality that their power holds no weight in front of the greatness, power and grandeur of Allah Ta'ala? Thereafter, a punishment of a fierce and bitterly cold wind was let loose over them. For 7 consecutive days, the wind blew. It lifted them up and threw them as if they were insignificant insects and pieces of dirt. The nation of Thamud also gave preference to disbelief over iman, misguidance over guidance, and blindness over sight. So one day, whilst they were intoxicated in their luxuries, a piercing scream sounded that caused their eardrums to burst, followed by an earthquake which destroyed everything. So after mentioning the worldly punishment of disobedient nations like Ad and Thamud, mention is made of the punishment in the hereafter, when Allah's enemies will be presented before Him, and their limbs and even their skin will testify against them. In contrast to the proud people and the rejecters, the surah also mentions the sincere believers, whose outstanding feature is steadfastness on iman. After having proclaimed just once that their Rabb is Allah, then for their entire lives they remain firm on the statement of theirs. This steadfastness is wilayat, sainthood, and the greatest miracle of all miracles. The people of steadfastness will be granted a place in Jannah and told that they can live their lives there as they desire. This is a reward for living their life in the world according to how Allah Ta'ala desired. From the people of steadfastness, the most honorable and appreciated people by Allah are those people who call towards Allah Ta'ala with sincerity and wisdom, and they bear the difficulties in this path for the pleasure of Allah. So this para ends off with a mention of Allah's justice. Whoever does a good deed, does so for his own benefit, and whoever commits a sin, it will be to his own detriment. Your Rabb never oppresses his bondsmen. What a beautiful advices in the surahs that were recited in Taraweeh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on iman, give us a life on iman, and give us death on iman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us value our iman, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us work towards enhancing and beautifying this iman and enjoying our spirituality in the short stay in this worldly life. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.